Welcome back to The Wise Man's Page, the podcast where we read Patrick Rothfuss's The Wise Man's Fear page by page. This is page 60. Have one too. He gave the serving girl a knowing look and nodded toward me. On his, of course. Really? Lily said, then shrugged. Back in a shake. Now that you've impressed the hell out of everyone, you can have some fun, right? Simon asked. Something about a donkey? For the last time, no, I said. I'm done with Ambrose. There's no percentage in antagonizing him any further. You broke his arm, Will said. I think he's as antagonized as he's going to get. He broke my loot, I said. We're even. I'm ready to let bygones be bygones. Like how? Simon said. You dropped that pound of rancid butter down his chimney. You loosened the cinch on his sandal. Black hands, shut up, I said, looking around. That was nearly a month ago, and no one knows it was me except for you two. And now Manet, and everyone within earshot. Sim flushed an embarrassed red, and the conversation lulled until Lily returned with our drinks. Will's scootin' was in its traditional stone cup. Sim's mead shone golden in a tall glass. Manet and I got wooden mugs. Manet smiled. I can't remember the last time I ordered a scootin', he mused. I don't think I've ever ordered one for myself before. You're the only other person I've ever known to drink it, Sim said. Fothier throws them back like nobody's business, three or four a night. Manet raised a bushy eyebrow at me. They don't know? He asked. I shook my head as I drank out of my own mug. Not sure if I should be amused or embarrassed. Manet slid his mug toward Simon, who picked it up and took a sip. He frowned and took another. Water? Manet nodded. It's an old whore's trick. You're chatting them up in the tap room of the brothel and you want to show you're not like all the rest. You're a man of refinement. So you offer to buy a drink. He reached across the table and took his mug back from Sim. But they're working. They don't want a drink. They'd rather have the money. So they order a Sountain or a Perverette or something else. You pay your money. The barman gives her water. And at the end of the night, she splits the money with the house. If she's a good listener, a girl can make as much at the bar as she does in the bed. I chimed in. Actually, we split the money three ways. A third to the house, a third to the barman, and a third to me. And that's the page.
I'm Nick.
I'm Jordana.
And I'm Jeremy.
The first thing on this page is there is an inconsistency between my book and Jordana's. In my book, okay. The last line reads, a third to the house, a third to the... Oh, sorry. Actually, we split it three ways. A third to the house, a third to the barman, a third to me.
Whereas Jordana's, what did I say?
You said we split the money three ways.
No. Really?
Yeah. So is that in your book?
No. That doesn't make sense. I put... Wow. What?
Yeah.
Wow. I just
someone's editorializing.
It's possible.
I'm not there with you, so I can't check your book. Does
no,
your
my text
book...
says, actually, we split it three ways. A third to the house, a third to the barman, and a third to me.
Whoops.
The reason that probably happened is because we're apart and I don't know where the end of the page is. I tried to memorize the last sentence.
Oh, neat. Well, it happens. We've all mispronounced things in the book before. Think no more of it.
I just added some words.
Yeah. Manet knows this from his time in brothels. He's obviously older and more experienced, but one wonders which side of the counter he was on.
Indeed, indeed. Manet's lived a life.
He orders one for Quoth. He says, on his, of course, which suggests to me that he's being like, yeah, I know this game. Quoth can pocket the money. I don't actually want a drink. Or he just like wants to see what they serve to someone who isn't in on it.
This is kind of embarrassing for Quoth, right? Because now... his friends know
his
that he's
up.
Doing this to make money, right? That's why he says he's not sure if he should be amused or embarrassed. You know, now his friends are knowing that he's like not drinking as much as they are because he needs to make money. Although maybe they think he's just doing it because he doesn't want to get as drunk as they are.
Yeah, or he just wants to pocket the cash. I don't certainly don't get the sense that they judge him.
No. Well, that's the thing.
Nor that Kvothe feels that they are. Maybe that's unsaid.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know that he tries really hard to hide just how poor he is from them. But I think the sort of tragedy of that is that his friends wouldn't care, right? But I think he is much more embarrassed by his own poverty than his friends would actually give him a hard time for it.
Yes.
And the other thing that's happening on our page is we find out that Kvothe, for all the lady doth protest too much, for all the that Kvothe is saying, I'm done with Ambrose, I am not antagonizing him anymore, saying it loudly for everyone to hear, he clearly still has been pranking him in ways that are subtle, right? Ways that can't really be blamed on him. By dropping rancid butter down his chimney and uncinching the saddle of his horse, which I just want to point out, that could kill him, right?
If he's riding, probably what Kvothe wants. I think if Ambrose died in a riding accident,
that's pretty dark. The idea that Kvothe is like cutting the brakes on his car.
Kvothe does think that Ambrose ordered the thugs to knife him, right?
That's true. He would be justified in killing him.
Well. We have no confirmation that Ambrose actually did.
Because he would only be justified if Ambrose actually did.
Yeah, and we have no proof that it was actually Ambrose.
I mean, what is that really? Attempted murder. Do they give people a Nobel Prize for attempted chemistry?
Simpsons reference.
You're doing a bit.
Hit the bell.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yep. But, as you say, he's been saying this loudly in public that he's done. Mm-hmm. And Simon gives the game away.
Who knows what
else he's been doing. He's clearly not actually...
Opens his big fat mouth.
Yeah.
But he does want it to be publicly known that he has abandoned his feud with Ambrose.
Yes.
He's doing his best to throw the wolves off the scent. I also think it's neat that they are served their fountain in wooden mugs so no one can see what's in it. Whereas, you know, Sim's mead comes in a glass. So that's why Rothfuss has this bit of business in there, right? He's describing what their drinks are all served in so that we, the reader, pick up on, oh, Kvothe and Manet's drinks are served in drinks that where you can't see what they are drinking.
Right. And I mean, in the real world, different people or different drinks come in different cups.
That's true. But like in other scenes where the characters are all drinking, he doesn't go to the trouble of describing what kind of cup everyone's drink comes in, right?
Jordana, you have something to say?
Only one of those drinks comes in a see-through mug.
That's true.
The Scutton.
The other one comes in a stone cup.
Yeah.
That's tradition.
Could you know? I know, but put water in the stone cup.
You could.
I guess.
Doesn't matter, but it doesn't matter what thing Willem's drink is served in, right? He's only describing all of them because he has to describe all of them.
Fine. Reasonable. I believe we're done for this page, or at least I am. I am out of things.
Yep.
Right, we got a little letter. Yeah, we can open up this letter. This is from our magical friend John on page 8. John writes, on the subject of Chronicler staying longer, he has somewhere else to be. But he originally balks at the idea of Kvothe's story taking 3 days to transcribe. Staying longer, even without a horse, isn't desirable for him. Magically signed John.
Good point. He's got an appointment to keep.
Yes, he has to meet the count of something, something.
Doesn't he have to meet Scarpy? Or is that just a crackpot theory you've put in my head?
I think Scarpy definitely sent him there. Scarpy knew that Kvothe was there and gave him the directions. But I think he's already spoken
to Scarpy.
Yeah. I can find this out.
It was all like the way that I read the book, I thought he had already spoken to Scarpy.
Yeah. I don't wanna look it up. I don't care. But you're right. He does have somewhere else to be. He doesn't want to spend all 3 days, but he's agreed to in a pinch.
Nick, this is an attitude I agree with.
The world is upside down. I don't want to spend an extra 5 minutes digging through the book for this.
Yes, now you come around to my way of thinking. All right. Is that enough podcast? Should we carry on to the next page?
I suppose so. Until then, I've been Nick.
I'm always Jordana.
Today I'm Jeremy, and we are Paige.
Of
the Wind. Ooh. Lackluster.